Okay, today we'll be dealing with the poem "The Earth is Closing on Us" by Darwish, Mahmoud Darwish, who is a Palestinian poet. He lived during the period of 1942 to 2008, and he was the one who gave voice to the struggles of the Palestinian people. His poetry is a reaction to the economic and political restrictions affecting the Palestinian Arabs since 1948. Darwish was born in Al-Barwa in Palestine when the war broke out in Palestine in 1948. Darwish was only 7 or 6 years old, and he fled from his village with his grandfather to Lebanon, southern Lebanon, where they remained till the war was over. It was only in the 1950s that Darwish made his way back into Israel with some of his relatives and rejoined with his family. As a student in a school, Darwish remembers that his headmaster, his Arab headmaster, usually hid him whenever there was an inspection or whenever there was a visit of the inspector. This is because he didn't have an Israeli identity card and his stay in Israel was considered illegal. Once he left his school, he joined RAKA, the Arab wing of Communist Party, and represented it at several international socialist conferences. He also edited several newspapers and weeklies which were published in association with the Communist Party. The Arab defeat in the 1967 war played an important role in focusing attention on the Palestinian poets in Israel. Since then, Darwish's fame has spread further than that of any other contemporary Arab poet. Many of his poems were also translated to languages like English, French, Russian, Spanish, Italian, like that. He also won many prizes, literary prizes like Lenin Prize for Peace, then the 4th Afro-Asian Writers Conference. He attended the 4th Afro-Asian Writers Conference, then the Lotus Prize, he won it. He had to leave Israel in 1971 because his life became intolerable from the daily harassment, frequent imprisonments and continuous house arrest. His departure aroused heated controversy in the Arab literary circles. Some even criticized him, seeing his act as a desertion of the struggle and claiming that his presence was of great psychological importance to his people. So they said that he escaped, he was an escapist, and he ran away from his problems. And this was like cheating his own people. Others defended him, believing that he would act as a catalyst in the Arab literary movement. This belief has been proved true. A new generation of poets has learned much from the style and the spirit of his own poetry. So once he left Israel, he worked in literary journalism. So an important social event, socio-political event that took place in Palestinian society in 1948 was Nakba. You can Google it. It is actually the destruction of the Palestinian society and homeland. It is a catastrophe. It happened in 1948, and because of this, there was permanent displacement of majority of the Palestinian people. This was what happened to our writer also. The term is also used to describe the ongoing persecution, displacement and occupation of the Palestinians, both in the occupied West Bank and Gaza Strip. So during and after the war of 1947 to 49, hundreds of Palestinian towns and villages were depopulated and destroyed. The creation of Palestinian statelessness is a central component of the Nakba and continues to be a feature of the Palestinian national life to the present day. This Nakba, or the displacement, or the war, has actually led to led the Palestinians into a refugee nation with a wandering identity. And most of the writings have concentrated on this factor. So the poem we are going to deal with today, "The Earth is Closing on Us," is also based on this particular theme. So I'll read the poem. The poem is very simple once we understand the background. That's why I gave an explanation regarding how the Palestinians were displaced from the mother nation. So this sense of displacement is what the poet is talking about in this particular poem, how they became refugees. You might be very much aware of the Rohingya refugees who had to flee from the nation. The Rohingya people of Myanmar had been facing systematic discrimination and statelessness for many decades, and this forced them to flee from there, and it triggered the largest and the fastest refugee influx into Bangladesh or in August 2017. We all are aware of the situation. So what happened in Palestine was something similar. As a result, the title "The Earth is Closing on Us" is used in many of the articles and photographic exhibitions which exhibit the photographs of the Rohingya refugees. So I'll read the poem. "The earth is closing on us, pushing us through the last passage, and we tear off our limbs to pass through. The earth is squeezing us. I wish we were its weed so we could die and live again." So here the author is telling about how the earth itself is narrowing down before the refugees. How this is the last resort for them. This path which they have chosen is the last resort for them, and even that is closing before them. How the earth is squeezing them, and at this time they want to become wheat, and how wheat or any grain, how it gets buried in the soil and how it lives again. This is why he talks about the wheat, how he wants to be like the wheat so that we could die and live again. "I wish we were pictures on the rocks for our dreams to carry as mirrors." So we all know about the pictures on the rocks, how even after many years, how they retain certain memories about the people who drew them. The refugees want to be like this, how they want their dreams to be like the pictures on the rocks, and they want to be reflected there. "We saw the faces of those to be killed by the last of us in the last defense of the soul. We cried over the children's feast. We saw the faces of those who will throw our children out of the windows of this last space." So he's talking about how they do not have much hope. They know what is going to happen in future. They know that the way that is in front of them is not a happy one. Whenever they reach a dead end, they will be killed by someone there. So they have the picture of the people who attack them. They know who will throw the children, because like this is happening over and over again. Wherever they go, they are being pushed away. So some questions that arise in our mind while we are dealing with refugees is, where do you belong if nobody accepts you as a citizen with human rights? How do you prove your ethnicity when you are the victim of systemic violence over decades? How do you build a life in a makeshift camp when you know you are neither from here nor from there? How do you bury your dead ones in someone else's land? These are all thoughts that come to our mind when we think about refugees. So the people who are refugees know for sure that they will be, the children and they themselves will be killed in future. The ones who are the owners of the land will surely push them out of the windows or the last space where they are. A star will hang up mirrors. Where should we go after the last frontiers? So the earth is actually closing before them. They don't have a way in front of them. And so they are desperately asking us, where should the birds fly after the last sky? If there is an end to the sky and the birds reach there, where should they fly to? Where should the plant sleep after the last breath of air? So they are asking about the plants also. And then he says that we'll write our names with scarlet steam, which shows the courage. Scarlet is a deep red color and it is a symbol of courage. How brave they are. Even when the earth is closing on them, they are moving forward. We'll cut off the hand of the song to be finished by our flesh. We'll die here in the last passage. So they will die here in the last passage. They might actually die here while they are moving on. Here and here our blood will plant its olive tree. So here he is talking about how they will how through their death and through their blood they will actually have a rebirth as an olive tree. So this brings us to the significance of olive trees in Palestine. They actually signify deep attachment to the land, inherited over generations and generations. And they have become so much rooted in the Palestinian collective consciousness. For the Palestinians, the importance of olives and olive tree are bound up with a rich history. Not only are they part of the cuisine, they actually show an assertive belonging to the land. So, forming a part of the Palestinian national identity, especially amid the experiences of exile and dispossession, they symbolize steadfastness and resilience. In the Palestinian cultural imagination, they are featured prominently in the poetry. So, coming back to the poetry of Darwish itself, the trees represent immortality. In a time where Palestine and Palestinians are often associated with violence, conflict and death, this provides a significant contrast. It also signifies the resistance of the people whose historical existence and identity is continuously denied by their occupiers.